Well, good morning, everyone. I'd like to begin the regular meeting of the Board of Directors, Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District, this September 14th, 8 a.m. And we'll go to the agenda, item number one, Pledge of Allegiance. So, Ruben, can you cue that up for us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this time, we'll go to item number two, roll call of the Board of Directors. Can you call that, Vanessa?
Director Fellow?
Here.
Director Trevino?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Vice President Santana? And President Chavez?
Present. So let the record show that four members of the Board of Directors are present.
And Director Santana did let me know that she was unable to attend this morning.
Right. Thank you. We'll go to item number three, adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Fellow Seconded by Garcia to approve the agenda. Any discussion? If not, Vanessa, please call the roll.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. Thank you. That passes on a 4-0 vote. And we'll go to item number four for public comments. Anyone wishing to discuss items should do so now. There's a three-limit time limit on remarks as requested. So, Vanessa, do we have any written or oral comments?
President Chavez, at this time, we have not received any written comments. And then if anybody does wish to make a comment, they may raise their hand or press a star 9 to unmute. And I do not see any hands raised at this time.
Okay. Well, thank you. If anything comes up, I'll be happy to welcome them. At this time, we'll go to item number five, committee reports. There are none at this time. Item number six is the consent calendars. There's five items for approval. Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
It's been moved by fellows, seconded by. I'll go ahead and second that. Okay. Garcia made a second, so it's moved by fellow seconded by Garcia to approve the consent calendar. Any comments, discussion? If not, Vanessa, please call the roll.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia? Director Garcia?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. Thank you. So we'll go to item number seven, actions and discussion items. So 7A is the adoption of the Upper District's investment policy. Staff recommends that the Board of Directors readopt the investment policy in its current forms. That's the recommendation. So Tom or Evelyn, can you give us a brief report on this item, please?
Yeah, so the California Government Code requires the board to review their investment policy on an annual basis. So occasionally there are some changes, some code changes requiring some changes to the investment policy. So in this review this year, it's been reviewed by staff and by legal counsel. There are no changes recommended, and we are recommending the board adopt the investment policy, the same one that was adopted last year in its current form. Evelyn, anything to add?
Nothing at this point, Tom.
Thanks.
Thank you. So members, we heard the report. Is there a motion to follow that recommendation?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Garcia, seconded by Fellow. And that's to approve the investment policy. So with that, any further discussion? Please vote. Vanessa, please call the roll.
Director Fellow? Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia? Director Garcia? I think you're on mute, Director Garcia.
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. And that passes on a 4-0 vote. We'll go to item number 8. Just one moment. Okay, sorry about that. I'm still fighting a cold myself. Item number 8, those are some informational items. We have a press release and news articles that are available. Again, excuse me. I'm actually eating or have a cough drop in my mouth too, just so I could get through this meeting. We'll go to item number 9, the attorney's report. Mr. O'Neill, do you have anything to report this morning?
Good morning, President Chavez, members of the board. Just a few items catching up on. We worked on the Water Smart Agreement with Metropolitan and the resolution that went along with that. Looked at the investment policy, working with Evelyn, that you just voted on. Also worked on some contractual matters, a copier lease, the Bravo events contract. Did some work concerning the district's website and another med agreement that's reviewing right now. It's a cyclic storage agreement with Metropolitan, and spent some time organizing the for today's closed session. So that concludes my general counsel report.
Thank you. Does any members of the board of directors have any questions for our attorney? If not, thank you, Mr. O'Neill. And then later on, we will have a closed session, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You can guide us to that when we get to that point. Sure. We'll go to item number 10, engineer's report. And do we have Mr. Johnston aboard?
We do.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. Hope you feel better, Mr. President. Thank you for attending. We need you. Good to see everybody. We did get some rain finally. We'll give a report on that in just a second. As you know, there's been a lot of work been going on between the Water Master of our district, trying to coordinate water deliveries to the basin. We still don't have them yet, but we're still working on those. Key well continues to decline. Not rapidly, but it is still declining. On September 9th, the elevation was measured at 178.7. Just to review, it dropped a half a foot last week. Historical low elevation, 169.4. So we're now less than 10 feet from the historical low, which is certainly a concern. And I can tell you that everything that conceivably can be done is being done to address this. It's still dropping. It dropped about 2.6 feet from last month, and it's about 8 feet lower than it was just a year ago. Hopefully, we're headed into some rainfall. When it comes to rainfall, the storm we had was between 2 or 3 days. Interesting summer storm. L.A. and San Gabriel Valley were very close, about less than a half an inch, about 0.4 tenths of an inch of rain. Working with LA Public Works, It doesn't look like they have actually measured any runoff to the reservoirs where we actually conserved any water from this storm, even though it was a pretty intense storm. They're still working on it, and if we get more information, we'll sure bring it back. But with the watershed as dry as it is, even if we did get some rainfall, most all of it was soaked up in the watershed. And they were already making releases. So to be able to measure inflow into the reservoirs when you've got releases going through the reservoirs, very difficult for that. But if we get more information, we'll certainly provide that. Inflow into San Gabriel, way up in the canyon, is still down very low, less than 5 CFS into San Gabriel Canyon. Maybe after this rainfall, we'll see that increase. We'll see some flow in the San Gabriel pickup, but not much right now. Releases, no real releases. The Four City District, San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District, is intending to deliver its state water project entitlement, which is very low, less than 1,500 acre feet, but they are getting ready to deliver that water. They made some very small deliveries up to the canyon. I've given you rainfall. It takes us above normal for this time of year, but for both stations, but as you know, we're a long way from where we need to be. As part of Watermaster's water quality monitoring program, the Title 22 program, during August, 80 wells were sampled during that program. During July, 57 wells were sampled, and we did not receive any new notices of wells shut down due to water quality issues. So that's what I have. There's not much to report. Hopefully, we're going to start seeing some rain. We're going into October now, and we'll see some rain and turn this thing around. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Johnson, members of the board? I just want to thank you for the report. I pulled out my rain barrel last week, and in the one day that it rained kind of off and on here in La Puente, it did rain enough one day to fill up that barrel. And sometimes I wish I had more barrels because I would like to capture as much water as possible to water our trees and plants out here. So if you had anything to do with that rain, Mr. Johnson, we thank you and keep up the good work.
Okay. You take care.
Thank you. On that note, we will continue on the agenda and go to item number 11, General Manager's Report. Mr. Love.
Yeah, and following on Steve's report, as he mentioned, we are watching the key well very closely. We were concerned with how quickly the key well was dropping over the month of July, but the month of August, it appears the key well is moving in the way that we would expect it to move, consistent with the projections. I reported, I believe in August, that we do have a volumetric limit allocation from Metropolitan of State Project Water of 14,695 acre feet. We have had Stetson officially put that order in with LA County Public Works and Metropolitan. USG3 will be turned on October 1st at a flow rate of probably around 280 cubic feet per second. That's 560 acre feet a day, and run for about, about 24 days, through the month of October to deliver that 14,695 acre feet. That should move the key well up about a foot and a half. That is factored into our projections. Our conservation messaging continues. I know Steve didn't talk about this, but, on a report from, Watermaster staff, the other day is the production numbers for the year through June 30th of 2021 were about 285 round numbers, 1,000 acre feet, significantly less than the prior year. And anything under 190,000 acre feet, we consider that groundwater production has been reduced. And so hopefully our conservation messaging can continue into this year. And we can preserve those groundwater supplies as long as possible. The other report related to Metropolitan is the upper feeder shutdown. You've seen some news out there. Director Trevino, I see your hand raised. Did you want to ask a question or make a comment? All right, I'll continue. The shutdown began on September 6th. There was a call.
I just turned my mic on, so I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But my question was, Tom, Mr. President, if I may.
Yes, do we absolutely. Get
a written report prior to your verbal report on your findings for the month, on your activities for the month?
Yeah, there should have been one. Vanessa, did that make it in the package?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It's a report package. And by the way, as we reported last month, it is a new format. It's more of a dashboard format, hopefully an easier read. And I did get some feedback from some directors. They like that new format for the general manager's report. So the Metropolitan shutdown, they have completed the repair. The shutdown is planned for 14 days. The repair was completed on schedule. And it's, you know, perhaps we should show you a slideshow on it because it was quite remarkable, how they had to actually disassemble the truss bridge, that goes over the river and put in this 12-foot diameter repair, into the pipeline. But the repair is completed on schedule. They are currently switching the blend at Weymouth from State Project Water to Colorado River Supplies. They are asking everyone to keep up the conservation efforts until the about the 19th of this month. And then it looks like it was a successful repair. I want to point out that when you look at those press releases and information from Met on the areas that needed to do the extraordinary conservation, Upper District was not included. The reason for that is those few connections that do take water from Weymouth, we were way able to work with those agencies to turn off those connections or significantly reduce the flow rate. So we were helping Metropolitan out by preserving those state water project supplies. Last thing I want to cover is the building construction. When I reported to the committee in August, it did look like we had a possible move-in date prior to the end of October, although at that time, that date was tenuous. The contractor and architect have been able to get certain components that are required a little earlier than expected, and I have much more confidence that we will be able to move in before the end of October. But as anything goes with construction, things can occur. So right now we are targeting move in after Waterfest, which is on the 15th of October. I want to remind the board of that. Sometime after Waterfest and before Halloween. And that concludes my report. I'd be happy to answer any questions. And just a quick to Evelyn and Patty, is there anything I neglected to mention?
No, nothing from my end, Tom.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, with that, any questions to our general manager? If not, we'll go to the Metropolitan report on item number 12 and Dr. Fellow.
Thank you, Mr. President. MWD was in session Monday and Tuesday, and here are some highlights, particularly two areas that I report on today. One is the Imported Water Committee held its first meeting this week, and its charge was to present the revised Bay Delta policy objectives and framework. And these policies have not been updated by Met since the mid-2000s. And since that time, many significant factors have arisen related to state water resource management. And so let's look at the revised Bay Delta policy objectives that were approved. The first is to promote a sustainable Bay Delta within the Metropolitan's One Water approach, to support statewide regional actions that improve Bay Delta sustainability, and to address the risks associated with climate change. And if we look now at the Bay Delta policy framework focuses by the board, they were in three areas: science and watershed management, water supply reliability and resilience, and partnerships and cost-effective investments. And within these, if we look at the science and watershed management, there were three major points that are being made. One is to protect and restore the aquatic species and habitats based on the best available science. Two, to partner in watershed-wide approaches to develop comprehensive solutions. Three, to advance responsible stewardship of Metropolitan's Delta Islands. Under the area of supply reliability and resilience, the three major points are: one, to protect water supply reliability and water quality; invest in actions that provide seismic and climate resiliency, seeks flexible operations, water management actions, and infrastructure solutions. And under the partnerships and cost effectiveness investments, three major points were made that MET will pursue. One is to maintain and pursue cost effective financial investments, foster broad and inclusive engagement of Delta interest and beneficiaries, and promote innovative and multi-benefit initiatives. And another major issue that we dealt with yesterday comes from the Organization Personnel and Technology Committee, which heard an extensive update on the implementation of the recommendations from the state audit and the independent review, the Shaw Report of Workshop Concerns. And there's nothing specifically I can tell you today, but MET has done an impressive job of teamwork in putting various entities together at MET to make sure these recommendations are before the state, before the October 21st deadline. Some of these recommendations that you'll be hearing about next month deal with directors that you will hear, deal with sexual harassment policies, the processing of complaints, including the implementation of an electronic record keeping system that will allow accurate and complete tracking of EEO complaints in a single location, formal processes that outline steps to be followed when deciding whether and how to issue discipline, as well as procedures for identifying and intervening in potential retaliation while investigations are going on. And then there's some other 22 to 23 recommendations that will be completed and approved in October, and we'll bring you those. What is impressive in this teamwork of numerous departments that have come together to get this job done, I find it very impressive. The state and WD also have been working together in getting the job done, and you will get an update of that in October. I do have to mention one thing. It's kind of funny. I was in MET yesterday with the Northern. We sit together in the Northern Caucus, and I get a message from a friend and a candidate. None of them, not in this Los Angeles County, was talking to a group. And my friend was in the audience, and she just wrote me, said, "Tony, what are you talking about?" He said, "This, speaker said there's a lot of water." And so she was very puzzled by that. And we got a big chuckle out of that at MET. And hopefully that candidate will get some education, because we really are having a tremendous lack of water. So that's my report. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you. Any questions on the Metropolitan Report? If not, then we'll go to item number 13, Water Quality Authority Report. So it's there in the packet. I just wanted to highlight two things. One is the Board of Directors did approve the Executive Director's employment agreement and presented it to the President to execute a written agreement on that. And probably more importantly is that we got good news that about a week or two ago, Governor Newsom signed AB 2163 into law, which allows the agency's sunset date to be officially extended to July 1st, 2050. There was always an important step for the WQA to settle some long-term issues and to address those as we go beyond 2030. So we're happy with that. We're happy to keep moving forward and locking in some long-term agreements and getting support from our federal representatives in Washington, D.C. So the extension gives us more credibility to establish those solutions for the basin. So congratulations to our team at the WQA. With that, we will go to item number 14, Water Master Report. Do we have any, that report's in our packet, but do we have any additional comments from our two representatives?
None for me.
Okay, so we'll move on to item number 15, which is AB 1234 Compliance Reports. That report is in our packet. If there's anything that needs to be added, you may do so at this time. We'll continue on the agenda at item number 16, the director's comments, and we'll start with Dr. Fellow. Dr. Fellow on director's comments.
I really have nothing today. I just want to reiterate my condolences to you, and it was a wonderful funeral. And we must move on. And
thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. And then we'll go to Director Garcia. Director Garcia for director's comments.
Let's see. Is director, she texted me, she was having internet issues. And Vanessa, I don't see Director Garcia on Zoom right now.
Okay, well, we'll go to Director Trevino and she pops back on before we could get her on. And then if we have to go to closed session, we could always come back. And if she has any comments after that too, she I will allow that to happen. So Director Trevino, director's comments.
Yes, President Chavez, also my condolences that I express to you in an email to you, and my condolences to you and your family.
Yes.
You know, your dad was an amazing man, really. You know, I know he's going to be missed, but I know that you'll carry him in your heart forever. So I wanted just to express my condolences.
Thank you.
The other thing, too, that I happened to look at the legislative audit on Metropolitan, and some things were spelled out specifically on the harassment issues, and some looks like some sanctions might come from the legislature on Metropolitan, and I wonder if there's any comment on that. From our Met representative. Thank you.
No, I have no comment. The Met, we're going to be dealing with this material in October, more specifically. It's still recommendations coming. They are working. What I do know is that the MWD, Adele, and Gloria Gray are working very closely with the administration in Sacramento. And it's interesting because some of these, being on the Met board for so long, sometimes I wonder if these reports are read, and I can tell you these are being read weekly. There's a, they're being edited in Sacramento and at Met, and everything's working. It's amazing how everybody's working together, even in the state and Met, and it should be a good report, and hopefully there'll be some improvements. And we are determined to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom, do we have Director Garcia available yet?
It does not look like it. Vanessa?
I don't see her on, Tom.
Pardon?
Oh. I don't see her logged on.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll continue the meeting. We still have a closed session. And then just wanted to make my comments. I want to thank the Upper District for their support during this tough time with the passing of my father. We buried him just yesterday, and it was beautiful because we saw a big display of flowers from the Upper District. So thank you for the flowers and your attendance on Monday at the mass services. Most everyone from the Upper District staff showed up, which was nice to see and your show of support. So my father, it was easy for me because I follow the news all the time to always know his age, even though I forget my age sometimes. So my dad was born in April of 1926, and he was born just 4 days after Queen Elizabeth was born. And so on the news, when I would watch it, they will say, hey, Queen Elizabeth has turned 50 years old today, or Queen Elizabeth is 75 years today. And I thought, oh, that's how old my father is. So I always trick my siblings to always know my dad's age before they did. But I always cheat a little bit because I always follow the Queen's birthday as well. So, and it's so ironic that my dad's passing was this week, and the Queen also passed at the same time. So they both lived in the same era and same shared the same world events, and just amazing. I I have a lot of fond memories of my father and also of the Queen. They've done some tremendous work. I think I was going to say one more thing. So with that, our families are going through some tough times with my father's passing away. And then on Friday, my wife, Renee, her mother was just diagnosed, stage 4 cancer.
Oh.
So it doesn't look very good for her, but we're hoping, some treatment will extend her life. But yeah, in fact, she's at her mom's house, being the caretakers. She's the only daughter in the family. And there's one, brother that lives, a distant away. So she's the only one to take care of her parents. So she's going through the same thing as I just went through, but there's always a silver lining. Like to announce that, the day that my dad was buried, a new life came into this world. I am proud to announce that, I'm a grandfather for the first time.
Oh, wow.
So we have a new granddaughter. So the Lord does work in mysterious ways. So with that, we'll go to, item number 17. We'll go to item number 17, a few future agenda items. Is there any? If not, then we'll go to item number 18 to adjourn into closed session. So, Mr. O'Neill, can you, or Tom, can you lead us into that? How are we going to do that with members on the line, other member audience?
Tom, I just have to announce that the board will be convening pursuant to Government Code Section 54957 at the closed session to discuss performance evaluation general manager. Tom, I believe, has some instructions for the board members online to join a breakout room.
Yeah, so what you should receive an invite to join. If not, at the bottom of your screen are three dots where it says more, and you should be able to join via that method. So go ahead and you'll start to see an invite. If you don't, go to that area. And then if you're having trouble, Ruben and or Vanessa can help you through that. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into that breakout room now, and then hopefully we'll see the directors come in. I did get a message from Director Garcia. She is moving her computer to hopefully get a better Wi-Fi signal, and hopefully we'll be able to join us shortly.
Good morning, everyone. We're back out of closed session. Okay. Welcome back, everyone. We are out of closed session. And I'll ask Mr. O'Neill, can you please report any actions that the board may have taken in closed session?
Thank you, Mr. President. The board met pursuant to Government Code Section 54957 to discuss performance review of the general manager. A discussion was had by the board. No formal action was taken by the board. That concludes my closed session report.
Thank you. And then, Mr. Love, is there any additional items that we need to dispense with this morning?
No, there's not, but I'd like to let you know that our next meeting on the 28th, I've arranged for Steve Arakawa, Metropolitan's Delta State Project Manager, to give us a presentation on the State Water Project and the Bay Delta issues. So it should be pretty interesting on the 28th of this month.
Thank you. And then before I adjourn, I just wanted to give a courtesy to Director Garcia to make any final comments under Director's Report.
I don't have any comments, but thank you.
Okay. With that, thank you, everyone. Thank you for your support. Let's keep moving forward, and I love working with all of you. Thank you. We're adjourned.